I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The NDP party won 25 seats in Parliament during the 2021 federal election. The party finished third to the Liberal Party, who formed another minority government, and the Conservatives, who retained as the official opposition. This mirrors the NDP's results in the 2019 election, when they finished with 24 seats. Party leader Jaibeet Singh has gone through two federal elections, being the first NDP leader since Jack Layton to lead the party through multiple elections. With no calls for leadership review, Singh is expected to lead the party through the current minority government's tenure. Today, former NDP party president and MP Peggy Nash comments on the party's election performance, Jaibeet Singh's leadership, and future projections. She represented the Toronto riding of Parkdale High Park from 2006 to 2008 and from 2011 to 2015.
Peggy Nash, I'm a former member of parliament for the NDP and I'm a senior advisor for the Faculty of Arts at X University and I teach a course on women in politics. I have been a longtime member. I first ran in 2004. I ran five times. I was elected twice, served as official opposition finance critic and industry critic. I was president of the party. And I continue to support local campaigns for candidates that I support in the NDP.
She says she believes the party performed well in the election. While the NDP gained one seat compared to 2019's results, she says there's a solid foundation to the party.
I think the party ran a strong campaign. I think there's a lot that they did well. I think Jagmeet Singh presented a very likable, a likable figure as a leader. He stayed on message in terms of fighting to make life better for Canadians, and he held the other parties to account in terms of failed promises, especially the Liberals who have been in government. And he had a clear message that he could make life better if the ultra wealthy in society paid their fair share. That would raise enough money to create the kind of support that average Canadians could rely on. So I think he did well. I think that they had a well-funded campaign, they had a great social media presence, and they did marginally better. They gained one seat. Every campaign you wish you had done better, but I think it's a solid foundation.
The NDP hoped to gain more seats this election, but Nash mentions the tight races in several ridings and the difficulty that comes with winning seats in downtown Toronto, traditionally Liberal strongholds.
You know, there's always some heartbreaking close races. We had a few of them right here in Toronto. And, you know, a couple of hundred votes one way or the other, things might have gone differently. I'm sure that Erin O'Toole is thinking the same thing. But, you know, there are forces at play that, you know, there are many factors that go into electoral success. And again, I think, you know, you always want to do better. But I think that under Jagmeet Singh's leadership, the party has a solid foundation. And this is a minority government. Who knows when the next election will be? And I think the trajectory is going in the right direction.
She says Jagmeet Singh's leadership is not in question. And while he has gained fewer seats than his predecessor, Thomas Mulcair, Singh has gained higher approval ratings and was chosen by several polls as the country's preferred leader.
I don't think his leadership is in question. I think he's somebody who's quite well liked in the party. He's quite well liked by Canadians, and I don't personally, I have not heard any calls for a leadership review. You know, Toronto is a tough area for, it can be a tough area for the NDP. We've won seats in the past, obviously I've won, but if the Liberal Party is doing well, they tend to do well in downtown Toronto, so it makes it tougher for the NDP.
Moving forward, Nash says the NDP still needs to rebuild its support in Quebec, a key province in its 2011 surge. Also, she says to consider the lack of voting on university campuses, areas where Singh campaigned heavily in.
Well, clearly there's a lot of building to do in the province of Quebec, in Ontario, in Atlantic Canada. I mean, we had some disappointments in Atlantic Canada, where we were hoping to win back some seats and win new seats. So that didn't happen. There's a lot of building to do. I think the party will have to look at what did work well, what could work better. I think there were some objective factors like the lack of voting on university campuses that probably made a difference in the NDP results. Jagmeet Singh spent a lot of time trying to reach out to young voters, and the absence of polling stations on university campuses combined with the very, very long lineups in some electoral districts, including our own here in Parkdale High Park, likely was discouraging for some voters. There was a lower vote turnout than we've had in a number of years. Hopefully, when the next election comes, we won't still be in a pandemic. I know, again, just speaking locally, there were seniors who were assigned polling stations that were a few kilometers from their homes. And so it was difficult for some people to get out and vote if they had not taken advantage of the mail-in ballot.
She believes the party had a strong platform entering into the election. And with a minority government, that Canadians did not want to give power solely to one party.
I always like to see a strong economic platform. And I think the NDP had a strong platform in terms of taxation. The parliamentary budget officer said that the taxation provisions in the platform were sustainable, that they were credible. I think that we always have to look at the issue of jobs and how strong we are on job creation. I think that's an issue. But, you know, in this election, I think the number one issue was the question of trust. I think when we end up with a minority government, what people are saying is that Canadians didn't want to give the keys to government solely to one political party, and that they wanted political parties to work together. That's what has to happen in a minority government. That's why I support proportional representation, because that's what happens there. And there is, I think, a real opportunity now for Jagmeet Singh and the NDP to hold the Liberals to account, to follow through on their pledges for childcare, for affordable housing, for a number of issues. And if they are able to do that, as they were during the pandemic, that may well help them in the next election. You know, ballots are still being counted. The mail-in ballots are only being counted today. Yesterday, I know in my riding, we counted many thousands of ballots from the advance polls. That may or may not change things, but I think what Canadians, I guess just my last comment is that Canadians seem to send a pretty strong message that while we are in this pandemic, they want the government to basically work together for their best interests, that till we get through this global health crisis, and we are clearly not through it yet. So I think, sad that for basically selfish reasons, Justin Trudeau spent over $600 million on an election that changed nothing in practical terms. And that money could have been spent improving long-term care, reducing the cost of post-secondary education, investing in housing. And I hope that all the leaders get back to work and keep their focus on the priorities of Canadians.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.